Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill Bush joins us for the first hour. He's out doing other things now. We thank him for his time from Nashville.
He's going to see Jerry Kill.
He's going to go see Jerry Kill and some staff celebrate the win against Vanderbilt in Nashville. That sounds like a fun day for him. Hour two is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill told me to tell you that Steve Schindler will be back tomorrow with some ideas. Nothing today special Shindy? At the bank in Creighton.
Well, before we get to the call, I wanted to cover something
okay,
real fast.
Please do. Yeah, we have a call to get to in a second.
Yeah, Bill, our friend Bill in Pennsylvania. I just wanted to illustrate to you and the listeners how close this game was statistically. Nebraska and Rutgers. Nebraska, of course, prevails 14-7 on Saturday in a, I call it a monumental win for the program.
I would agree with that, Sip.
To get to 5-1, going into a bye, then have two road games at Indiana and Ohio State. And then, I mean, this is progress. This is what we're seeing. But this game was extremely tight statistically. Total offensive yards, Rutgers, 264. Nebraska, 261. Total offensive plays, 69 Rutgers, 70 Nebraska. Rushing yards, 78 Rutgers, 97 Nebraska. Net yards per punt, 33-33. Well, 33-33.5. Now, again, there's other examples of how, I mean, even yards lost rushing, yeah. 35 Rutgers, 40 Nebraska. But where it wasn't even, and when you look at, when you what's the difference? How did Nebraska pull it off? Well, there's a few things. One thing, and this goes back to what you said earlier, Jake, about Nebraska's defense. Rutgers, 4-for-20 combined on third and fourth down conversions. 4-for-20.
Not good.
No, but that's good defense.
Goodbye, Nebraska's defense.
Yeah, that's good defense.
Well,
and then Nebraska, on the other hand, Jake, real quick, 10-for-22 on third and fourth down conversions. So acceptable.
Yeah, a lot better.
And then you've mentioned it. We don't mention it enough because this is what you do with turnovers. You only talk about it when it's going bad. Nebraska wins the turnover battle and turns a turnover into 7. And the difference is 7 points.
So are they +6 or +7?
+6.
+6 in the year. That's plus why you're 5-1.
Yes. And
we have prayed for this.
There's coaching going on. There's coaching that was emphasized, okay? The turnover thing has been emphasized. They're +6. I mentioned they go out during halftime, Buscini and I guess Jalen Lloyd, they go to the grass fields during halftime and work on that pass, on that fake. That's coaching, Jake.
That's coaching. Yep.
Rule gathering those guys in a bull ring on the field before games is a very unique situation. Rule will play it down, but that's coaching. That's what that is. All that stuff is coaching, and it's really impressive to me.
We'll get to Bill in 1 second, but call it Bill. I noted during the game I was at it. Now, this is...
Hold on, Bill.
This confirms it. It felt like even though they weren't moving the ball that well, Rutgers was in Nebraska territory all game.
Okay.
Four of their drives began in Nebraska territory. Mm-hmm. One at the 43, mm-hmm. one at the 2, which, of course, they mm-hmm. did not...
And one at the 28.
The 28 and the 50-yard line, I guess, so that's, because that's at midfield. But Sip, all but two of their drives ended in Nebraska territory. They were always in the in the fringe of scoring, and they got 7 points.
Right. That's
Nebraska bowed up defensively when they had to.
Big time.
And then they had a field goal that hit the upright also.
I want to mention one other thing before we get to Bill. Greg Schiano, the Rutgers coach, described Nebraska's interior defensive line as a top 5 unit nationally.
Well, if you recall, Bruce Feldman of The Athletic before the season said Nebraska might have the best defensive line in the country. We questioned that in the Illinois game. Didn't look
Northern
good.
Iowa, Illinois.
Both those two games. Now, the last two games have been much better against Purdue and Rutgers.
Ty Robinson flexing.
James Williams and Nash. Nash played well, too.
James Williams flexing. Nash played well, got his big paw in there, got a huge sack late.
By the way, I know he didn't fill up the stat sheet, but I thought that Riley Van Poppel played a good game too.
Van Poppel.
He was supposed to be redshirting, by the way.
Yeah. They needed him. But hey, shout out to Ty Robinson, Jake.
Oh.
He played 61 snaps. The big man.
On a hot day.
On a hot day, played 61 snaps. I mean, that's a dude. That's a serious dude. Now, that's an NFL player. It's over. That talk's over. He's 100% an NFL player.
Yeah.
If you're a scout and you watch that game and you see 6'6", 310 playing 61 snaps, come on, man.
Effort level high. Oh. Stamina high.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, we got a phone call. We've had Bill has been patiently waiting on the phone. Bill, you're on early break. Go ahead, man. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I want to take issue with my friend Steve's using the word ugly okay. in his article with this game.
All right.
First of all, they play a 4-0 team that's averaging 35 points a game. Now, early on, Steve, early preseason, when you look at the schedule, Steve predicted a heavyweight fight. He predicted that this thing was just going to be a fist fight. Okay.
It was.
And
what did I write?
Then the game starts, and this unbelievable running back that we're raving about, it looks like he's going to run Nebraska right out of the stadium, 66 first half yards, shut down the second half. And there's a goal line stand, first and goal from the 2, and I think they had 6 plays to do it because of a penalty. And this is something I think that needs to be mentioned. Dylan, he was off in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one old coach said one time that, you know, they practiced too, and they made adjustments. And as a freshman quarterback, he didn't make a mistake. He threw it away,
mm-hmm.
or he took the sack. And how many times did we complain that, you know, the quarterback, you know, have to take the sack sometimes. You have to throw it away. It's exactly what he did. And then you talk about the coaching. Mm-hmm. He took the ball to make sure he gets the wind in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Okay. Fake punt that they made. They kind of fake punt. Obviously, they were prepared for it. Because they stopped their fake punt.
Yes, they did. Good point. We didn't mention that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then the Huskers have a fake punt that they practiced at halftime.
Right.
I see it as a hard-fought game where, you know, heavyweight fight, that the Huskers didn't lose a round. If on my scorecard, it was very entertaining. If I'm a player... And more importantly, if I'm a coach,
mm-hmm.
I take issue with ugly.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to hang up.
That's fine.
And I'm going to listen to my friend, Steve.
Bill is a good friend.
I understand he's not the only one. He's not the only one that did that. But and he only had a few minutes to get it written. But ugly just didn't sit well with me.
What did I say?
Hang on. I'm going to hang up and listen to Steve.
Thank you, Bill.
I did say it was ugly. Hello, Bill. Yeah, Bill is a great friend.
Bill in Pennsylvania, by the way.
And Bill, hey, I'm going to tell you something about Bill. He's a huge fan. I mean, and he's a passionate fan. And I don't take issue with what he said. I did say in the headline, yes, it was ugly. The headline was this, Jake. Yes, it was ugly, but Nebraska shows it's learning how to win, as excruciating as it seems at times. Okay, and I wrote this. Save the lipstick for some other time, Nebraska fans. You can't make this win look pretty. Don't even bother trying. You know what, though? I'm not sure how much it matters. So I didn't,
Let me ask you this, Sip. Have you ever heard Iowa apologize for an ugly win?
No.
Let's say, Bill, I'm sorry. That was an ugly game. It was. I'll say it for you. Okay. It was ugly. But Nebraska won an ugly game.
Mm-hmm.
They got to win those types of games. They have not won ugly games for a while here. There, but as I said in the first hour, Dylan had his worst game at Nebraska by far, and they still won. That means something.
And they had two. Now, Bill, and I would say this, Bill, if I'm trying to defend myself, which I don't think we're too far off on how we view this game, Bill, but I would say that getting two punts blocked is ugly. I mean, it's trouble.
One almost went for a touchdown. It should have gone for a touchdown out of the 2-yard line.
But he's right in that we should point out that Nebraska did have some good special teams moment. And Bill brought up one that was critical, and that is after the first punt block Nebraska endured, which was, I think Flip Dixon got it. Number 10. Flip Dixon tipped it. That was the first punt block. Correct. So that was in the first quarter.
It was. That was the first punt, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The very first punt.
It was. Then Nebraska, Bill mentioned this, came back and Rutgers tried a fake, and Sierre Wright and Malcolm Hartsog tackled the guy, Timmy Ward, for a gain of zero. I mean, there's no, they sniffed it out and nailed it. That was a good special teams play. Rutgers tried a fake. It was fourth and four.
It wasn't all negative special teams, but there was moments there.
Right. So, but anyway, Bill, I did say in the column, Rule is teaching his program how to win. We're learning it can be excruciating at times, but there's clear progress. They're one win away from bowl eligibility at the season's halfway point. That's progress. They're 5-1. That win at Purdue, followed by this win, were gigantic. You went on the road. Anytime you went on the road, as Alabama found out, it's big in the conference. Nebraska did that. One thing I don't do, Jake, I'm not doing this thing where I say, well, Rutgers isn't very good.
No, Rutgers was 4-0. Right. Rutgers had some nice wins this year. Rutgers is a tough program.
Tough program.
They have, again, I like Benungai, the running back. He's very good. Yeah. They didn't have a great game. They stopped running with them. Kalik Manis is a Big Ten quarterback. He's not horrific. He's just not very good.
He's beaten Nebraska twice. So.
Correct. He's an average, but he's not a bad quarterback. He's average.
He's average. Right.
And the defense, again, is good. It's not their best they've ever had there at Rutgers, but it's a good defense.
Yeah, well, you saw him.
It's a good win. It wasn't pretty, but it was a good win.
Right. There's a lot of good in that game. And you know what, Jake? A lot of the difference in these games is going to be the wrinkles that a coach puts in. Wrinkles like Mazuka coming in as an extra lineman and Nebraska running over him three times, I think, for first down conversions. The touchdown, they ran over Mazuka's side, Dante Dowdell. They bring in Mazuka. That's a wrinkle. A wrinkle is a fake punt that's perfectly executed.
It was.
At a critical time. That's a wrinkle. The wrinkle of, you know what another wrinkle was? The touchdown run by Bonner.
Yep.
By Janarin Bonner.
It wasn't Barney in the sweep. It was Bonner.
No, and we haven't seen that play.
Nope.
Wrinkle. That's coaching. All of this is coaching. Bonner scores a touchdown. Buscini has a huge, huge fake pass is perfect. Well executed. Doesn't happen by magic. That's high-level coaching. Putting in Mazuka, wrinkle. That's a wrinkle. Those wrinkles made a huge difference in a tight game. And that's coaching. But here's the deal. It's got to happen every week. Because in this league, it is rough.
That's why I think that if you're Nebraska, fans, coaches, players, this is a good bye week right now. You're not going in with a rough loss.
Right.
You're pretty, you're pretty healthy. You got some injuries, but you're pretty healthy.
Pretty healthy.
But now you have a time to focus and say, listen, we we have a lot ahead of us still. We need one. We do need one win to get to our the main goal, the bottom goal, making a bowl game. But we want to be better than that. Let's go to Indiana, prove that this 6-0 start is impressive, but we're better than them. And then, you know, why can't you push Ohio State? We'll get to the next segment.
I totally agree.
The Buckeyes were up 7-0 at halftime in Iowa at home.
Right.
Now they pulled away and won, but Iowa, I think, is not a great team this year. I think they're fine. They're an average team.
Yeah.
But there's so much ahead of this team, and now you have a time to reset, and you're not in pandemonium time.
Right. They held firm, and you're right. It's big to have that success going into a bye week. Everybody says it. Bill said it. It's easier to coach off a win than a loss. And you're right. And then it gets really weird around here, too. It does. I mean, this is an intense fan base that it works for you mostly. Sometimes it works a little against you when things get off track and it can get really negative. So, no, this was a huge win. I think in the program, you felt how big it was last week. I kind of felt it from the coaches that you could tell it was a big week, but they got it done. And, you know, I thought jumping out to 14-0 was big. And I thought that early in the fourth quarter when Bumshini completed that ball to Jalen Lloyd, they're going in and it was 21-0 and the game was going to be over.
I agree. They didn't score that drive. And then Rutgers came down and scored. He said, okay, well, that's interesting now.
Yeah, it got interesting.
Before we get to break, the words you do not want to hear are in IT are...
I've been hacked!
Nice! Nice job.
I'm glad you're here for that. Yeah, thank you.
Nebraska's preferred tech partnership is Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of this state, and they do everything from managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. One-stop shop. Stop going to all these places and go to one place. AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109.
They're our friends.
Consultation. And they were at Early Bird. They were there.
And not only at Early Bird, they were at the ticket party.
They show up.
Ben, they have an office in Columbus.
And in Albion. And in Lincoln. And they will go statewide. Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, Sip, a look at the Big Ten weekend that was. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.